My first child, my girl, was born just before 7 on a spring night. Perfect. She was compact and fully formed, a little over 5 pounds. She smelled like sliced apple and salted pretzels, like the innocent recent arrival from the saline world that she was. But the midwife was worried. "She's small for gestational age," she kept saying. "Any problems or issues during pregnancy?" I wanted to ask her if heartbreak counted, if sharing a bed with a good-hearted dog rather than the baby's father might do it. "Also," the midwife said, "she looks a little jaundiced." "That's just the Greek side," my mom cut in. "We're all yellow." The midwife finally handed her over. A waxy, pinched little thing, gory and unkempt. Not serenely smiling like the dolls of my youth, but a real baby, mine. When I breathed her in, a straight, bright, synaptic path lit up the center of my brain. Every neuron said to its neighbor, "Yes, yes, 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 this is the one, yes." This reaction is hardwired. Animals identify their offspring by scent. But to me, it felt like magic. Smelling her elicited euphoria akin, I imagined, to the unadulterated delight of smoking crack cocaine for the first time. After a few hours of life outside the womb, she began to smell less like apples and more like an element, tin or iron, something practical, a garden tool or an old coin sprung from dark soil and delivered into the palm of my hand. After months of waiting to see who this child would be, after fending off the broad hints of a sonographer who was dying to give away the mystery of her gender, after sleeping alone in a thicket of unhappiness, after praying to skip over incubation to active motherhood, here she was, a little football of a person, tucked into the oval between my arm and torso, breathing on her own and making minor noises, preoccupied with the job of being alive.